Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Jeff Dowder is a celebrity watcher. He wrote a small op-ed piece for the LA Herald about celebrities, and also in that article wrote that he believes Robert Blake to be innocent. He is a celebrity watcher. We are happy to have him on our program this evening. Jeff, how are you?
I'm very good, Phil. Thank you.
Robert Blake is innocent? Why?
So Robert Blake is innocent. I've had the opportunity to get to know, and the purpose of my op-ed piece in the LA Herald was about celebrities and actors that live here in LA, and that's why I'm on today, because I know a lot of your audience doesn't really get it about celebrities, and your audience doesn't live in L.A. I live in L.A., as you do, and people that live in L.A., the chance that we know celebrities is pretty high.
So, all right, well, I live in L.A., and I suppose I know celebrities.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Most of us who live in L.A., this is an L.A. thing. And the most important thing to know about the Robert Blake trial, I think, is for people who don't live in L.A., not to do what you did when O.J. walked. Don't be surprised when Robert Blake walks. We understand celebrities. We understand that he could not have killed her. And a jury, an L.A. jury, is not going to find him guilty. But what happens is the rest of the country gets upset because they're angry that they don't know celebrities. And so they get upset because they don't get it. They don't get how a celebrity is not guilty for killing his wife.
So the idea then is this. Don't be surprised if Robert Blake walks because this is L.A. and we get celebrities?
That's right. I mean, I think what happens is a lot of people think that they understand L.A., but they don't live here. And so many people are jealous of the fact that they don't live here. I've known celebrities my whole life. I parked cars for 2 years over at the Cedar Mill Restaurant in Pasadena. Then I was on disability for a year, but then for 2 more years at the Greenbrier in Beverly Hills. And I can tell you at both of those restaurants, there are very, very many, a lot of celebrities that are going in there. And I have met them all at one time or another. And the thing that I noticed is, the thing you need to know about a celebrity is, I mean, they're just like other regular people.
They put their pants on one leg at a time?
They're just like regular people. It's very interesting that I seen Jason Priestley one night coming out of a nightclub that I had a part-time valet job in. It was about 2 years ago. And I don't want to say nothing bad about him because I think he's terrific, but I did see him vomit.
Jason Priestley vomited?
Yeah, in the parking lot. And he looked like a normal guy. Looked like any other
guy vomiting, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I had worked at the rescue mission in downtown L.A. I've seen a lot of winos puke up a lot of Thunderbird, and he looked like any one of those guys. So I think what people need to understand is this is L.A., and everybody that lives in L.A. understands that these celebrities, we understand celebrities, and we know celebrities. Excuse me.
Okay.
The color of his vomit was the same as a normal person.
Who?
Jason Priestley.
All right. I don't want to talk about that. What I want to talk about here is you believe that Blake is innocent.
Yeah, I think he's innocent.
Why?
Well, you live in L.A., don't you?
Yes, I live in L.A., and you live in L.A., and I get that.
Well, I mean, first of all, actors care about something called image. No actor tries to mess up his image. Why would Robert Blakely want to mess up his image? See what I'm saying? That's something that people who don't live in L.A., they don't understand it. But we live in L.A., we understand it.
So Blake couldn't have killed her because he didn't want to mess his image up?
That's in a nutshell, yeah.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show. Jeff Dowder is a celebrity watcher. He wrote an op-ed piece for the L.A. Herald, and he's talking with us about the innocence of Robert Blake and how that is not going to be understood by the rest of the country. Is that correct?
Yes, sir, that is correct. And the reason why I say that is, again, you've got a whole country of people who sort of look at L.A. from afar. Most of them wish they lived here. They can't. It's full. I mean, it's full up. You can't cram any more people in here. And I think that was, you know, part of the problem, but you can't even get any more people in here. And the other thing is that they're jealous that they don't know celebrities. Okay, and
well, here's an interesting question, and I think an important question. What difference does it make whether people in the rest of the country know celebrities or not? Robert Blake will be tried in Los Angeles by a jury of your peers.
Because I just don't want the people in the rest of the country to be pissed off when he is found innocent. And they will be pissed off. They were pissed off when O.J. was found innocent. Even though those of us here in L.A. knew he was innocent because we understand celebrities. We understand their motives. We understand that they're under a lot of pressure. Many, like I say, I've known celebrities all of my life. I've been parking cars. I started when I was 18. I've known them all. And I've got over 10,000 autographs of some of the biggest celebrities in the business. I've got right now, because I double-checked my book before I came out, I got Elizabeth Taylor, I got Doug McClure, I have Dennis Weaver, I have Frankie Munoz, Al Pacino, and also Jason Priestley's, which is kind of a funny story, Phil. After he vomited up, I did.
You asked for his autograph.
Yes, I did. And he was very gracious. And he didn't have to because he wasn't, obviously he was not feeling good.
All right. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking to Jeff Dowder. You have got the city of Los Angeles and the people who live here in a kind of a little category all to ourselves, saying we get it about celebrities because we know celebrities and we live among them and we know that essentially they're innocent, and it's the rest of the country that's getting it wrong.
That is correct.
And you're also saying that...
But I'm not saying that people don't have a right to their opinion, okay? I'm just saying a lot, they just don't get it. Most people are jealous that they don't live here.
But you're also saying, if I could interrupt you, the people who live in the rest of the country are getting it wrong because of their jealousy about celebrities and because of their misunderstanding of them.
That's right.
Because they don't live here.
Because they don't live in L.A. Because, as I said, it's full. And they can't, they did a census 2 years ago, I think. They can't get no more people in. But the other thing I think I need to say, Mr. Henry, is Robert Blake is a really good guy. I parked his car one night. He is a very generous tipper. He is just like anybody else. Also, another guy who tips very generously is Dick Clark. And I want to, you know, people will know that about them. If you met Robert Blake like I did the couple times I parked his car, he's a nice, nice guy. This guy couldn't have killed nobody.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Jeff Dowder is on the line with us. He is a celebrity watcher from Hollywood. He's written a couple of op-ed pieces about the Robert Blake incident. He is convinced of Robert Blake's innocence, and he says that everybody that lives in Los Angeles knows he's innocent because we all live next door to celebrities anyway. The rest of the country doesn't get it because they're jealous that they can't live here because it's full, whatever that means, and that they don't know as many celebrities as those of us who live in L.A. do. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. We'll be back with our discussion with celebrity watcher Jeff Dowder in a moment on The Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show is back.
Talking to Jeff Dowder, who is a celebrity watcher, wrote an article called, it was about Robert, he believes Robert Blake is innocent, but it was about celebrities and how people who live in L.A. understand celebrities. And you said that L.A. was not angry when O.J. was let off.
No, L.A. was not as angry as the rest of the country because everybody in L.A. understands celebrities, but everybody else in the rest of the country is a bunch of crybaby pansies that are jealous because they don't know any celebrities. I mean, if I had a message, Phil, for the rest of the country when it comes to the Robert Blake trial, it's this. You better get ready. He's going to walk because we understand our celebrities, and our jury by the peers of his peers here will be a good thing for him. Get over the fact that you're never going to be able to live here because it's full, and you'll never know a celebrity because they all live here, and you don't. So get over it. Sucks to be you.
Well, look, this isn't really about where people live.
No, sir, I think it really very deeply much is. about where people live and about how they understand people.
All right, Los Angeles, the home of celebrities and people who know them, and we know our celebrities and everybody else in the rest of the country is jealous of us. 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Jeff Dowder is with us here. Let me go to Lee. You're on the Phil Henry Show, Lee.
Yes, sir. Been sitting here in Tucson, Arizona, listening to things.
Yes, sir. I believe,
frankly, that Mr. Blake or Blakely or whichever you wish to call him is a guilty...
My name is Mr. Dowder.
But you're talking about Robert Blake?
Yes.
Robert Blake, yes, sir.
He is, I believe, guilty. As I remember, this has been about a year ago, so the memory isn't quite as good as it ought to be, possibly.
Right, I can understand that, certainly.
Okay, now... As I remember things, he had powder residue on his hand. All right, as a gun person.
No, you don't understand, sir. I live in L.A.
Don't care where you live.
Well, you don't live in L.A., so...
No, I don't live in L.A.
Well, then, sir, I don't know how you can comment on this.
Excuse me.
You don't live in L.A., and I...
No, I don't.
Robert,
but let's
Robert,
get on to the relevant facts.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, but I wanted to mention, Robert Blakely is a celebrity.
I don't care if he's standing on his head in
the
middle of...
You have to, because most people are jealous.
I don't care about that.
Well,
but
I do.
Let's get down
Where
to
do
the...
Where do you live? Where do you live?
In Tucson, Arizona.
Okay.
Now, let's get down
Who's
to something...
Who's the most famous
excuse
person from
me.
There? Wiley
let's
Coyote?
Excuse me. Let's get down to something relevant.
Wiley Coyote?
All right, don't be childish, all right?
No, but I think the man's
let's
missing
get,
the point.
I am making a point, sir, if you'll give me half a chance to do it.
I think, Lee, go ahead and make your point.
I will.
The Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote, and that's... what is
irregardless
that
of our retarded guest's comments...
sir, I'm not retarded. I'm saying
you're
I live
acting
in L.A.
Like it. You're
I
acting
live in
like
L.A.
It. Now,
go ahead,
let
Lee.
Me have my word.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Roadrunner...
Not talking to you, Phil. I'm talking to him.
I certainly understand that.
All right, now...
Well, are you going to defend me, Mr. Henry?
I'm trying to get both of you gentlemen to get your points out. You said your piece, Mr. Dowder.
But he called me a tard.
He called you retarded, all right.
All right,
go
yes,
ahead,
I
Lee.
Did, and I meant it.
Can you
now,
apologize, please, sir?
I will apologize if you'll give me a word to get it, give me a chance to get a word in edgewise.
I'm sorry I didn't get that.
I say I will if you will give me a chance to get a word in edgewise.
Okay.
All right, now.
Do you say you're sorry? From,
I am sorry for
Thank you.
Stating the facts.
Go ahead.
Now.
Oh, okay.
Now,
you
listen
see,
to me.
See?
Listen to me. From what? I remember our subject had powder residue on his hands.
Go ahead.
He had powder residue on his hands, according to the reports that I remember hearing about a year ago. Now, there is no way to get gunpowder on your hands, without firing a weapon. I'm a gun person. I'm familiar with it.
How do you like your bacon?
And
Lee, could you hold on for just a minute? What are you doing?
I'm making some lunch.
Well, would you get away out of the kitchen because I can hear bacon sizzling?
Oh, so he gets to give a speech and I can't...
Just get out of the kitchen. I can hear the bacon.
Get out of the whole damn world.
Go ahead, Lee.
Only favorite famous thing to come out of Tucson was Wile E. Coyote. And
I know, the Roadrunner. Will you let the man talk?
All right, now, without any further side comments on...
Can I ask you one question, though, sir?
You can ask anything you want to as soon as I get through making my point.
Right, but I heard there were a lot of lesbian artists that live in Tucson. Is that true, or is it
Well, if you're a member of the gay community, you should be interested in that.
Sir, I am not. Hello.
All right, then let me...
My interest is in whether there are, is the lesbian artistic community...
I have no idea, sir. I'm not of that community. Now.
Joan Baez lives out here. She's a roaring dyke.
I really don't care.
All right, go ahead, Lee. So Robert Blake had residue of what?
From what I remember.
Did he have...
From this, he had powder residue on his hands.
Oh, I thought you said he had semen residue.
The thing of it is, if he had powder residue on his hands, which... indicates
that, just meant
that
he was
had fired a weapon of some type.
You bet he fired a weapon.
All right, within the last few hours.
Yeah, that's right.
And he should have been counted
arrested
as a suspect right at that time.
Every few hours, he's firing his weapon.
Will you please shut up?
And, well, just...
Sir?
I used to work in the retardation field, and I've been taught very firmly, Phil, not to reward inappropriate behavior.
Right.
Let's us ignore it.
Sir?
Sir? Plus, the,
sir?
If he had fired a weapon...
Sir?
...at that time, and he had the residue on his hands, which was reported in the news media that we had over here.
What?
And the fact that he had fired a weapon is pretty well evident.
What?
And he had fired it at one time or another sometime recently.
When?
And then he evidently had this target. Now,
what?
As a carrier of a weapon, as a holder of a concealed weapons permit...
Who?
I am.
Who,
now,
who am I speaking with?
The... you were interviewed. My gave
you,
my name.
Are you,
first part
you,
of the interview,
what,
my name is Lee.
It's what?
Now,
you know, you sound like you watch way too much of the Anal Discovery Channel.
Lee,
okay.
I'm sorry, sir.
Yeah, that's...
But,
all right, listen, Lee...
your discussion is immaterial and irrelevant at this point. Please
at this
shut
point,
up.
I need to move on.
And,
it's
the,
been nice talking to you. This is the Phil Henry Show.
The fact that this gentleman did
we
fire
are,
a weapon is quite
right?
evident, and he
we're
probably
going to move along now.
The target in question.
Thank you very much for the comments that you're making.
And he aimed
the
it probably
people,
at his wife.
We
I
need
would
to get rid of the guy.
If I were a police
the guy on the
officer,
phone has to hang
not.
Up. Will you hang up, Lee?
I would
suspect him.
Just the guy that's talking right now.
At that
shut
particular
up.
Person.
Shut
very easy to prove
oh, please
what
shut up.
Type of ammunition it
shut
was,
up.
What she was hit with.
Please shut up.
And it would be very
please
easy to trace that. I'm afraid
please
Mr. Blake, Blakely, or whichever
stop it.
He chooses to be called, is going to be in
he,
a
yeah,
lot
he chooses to be
trouble.
Called Blakely.
The police waited very wisely for a year.
Never mind.
To
I, would you
charge him with this crime?
Please
didn't want to make the
stop
same mess
talking.
That they made of the O.J.
Please
Simpson.
Stop talking.
Phil, go ahead.
Please. All right, thanks for your call, Lee.
Yo.
That guy, he was...
Okay, fine. Can we get back to the point here? The point is...
The point... That guy called me a tard. Now, it may be true and it may not be true, but what's that got to do with anything?
I thought we were going to talk about Robert Blake and how everybody in L.A. digs celebrities and knows a celebrity. And I got you and that guy, and I can't understand a word. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800...
Was that Abraham Lincoln that called you?
Yeah, that was him. That was Abe. He called in talking about how he got shot. Speaking of that, Robert Blake, I think, has been charged with that. All right, anyway. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. I'm sorry for that, ladies and gentlemen.
Can I ask a question?
What?
Who's Robert Blake, man? I thought...
Okay. Get that Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt, man. By the way, the voice of Jeff Dowder was done by me. The guy that called in there, he thought Jeff was a real guy. What do you want from me, huh? You telling me we're going to run out of phone calls? Not in my lifetime, we... Don't forget our Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt. It's on the Phil Henry Show website, philhenryshow.com. Get that bowling shirt, baby. It's a 2 to 4 week delivery. You ought to be able to get it there in time for maybe Mother's Day, maybe Father's Day, maybe Valentine's Day. In fact, I think the delivery is so good, you could get it there for Valentine's Day this year. They do time travel delivery. That's the Phil Henry Show bowling, Phil Henry Show website with the Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt. We'll be right back. 1-800-449-8686.
And now more on the Phil Henry Show.
By the way, the voice of Jeff Dowder there was performed by me, that guy. Well, I told you. All right, anyway, Hobbits and Elves rule this year's MTV Movie Awards with The Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Rings receiving a leading six nominations. Elijah Wood was nominated for Best Male Performance for his portrayal of the Hobbit Frodo Baggins. Orlando Bloom, who played the archer elf Legolas, was nominated for Male Breakthrough Performance. What is that? Male Breakthrough Performance. God, we just can't give these people enough awards, can we? We've got to come up with new and improved awards. It isn't just enough to be the best male performer and the best female, the best male breakthrough performance, the best male performance as an elf. Well, if that's the award, I got to give it to that guy, whatever his name is, because that he sure as hell was an elf. What do you mean the best breakthrough performance? No man had ever tried to play an elf before, and this guy, he really got the rhythm and he really got the character. This was a breakthrough, Bob, because we've never been able to capture the Rivendell elf the way you did. Why you call me Bob when my name's Orlando? I don't like the name Orlando. I don't like anyone named after a town in Florida. You'll just have to go with Bob. You got to trust me on this. The next award that MTV is going to be coming up with is the guy that really tried hard but still sucked ape. And now, ladies and gentlemen, let's give a round of applause here to Bob. He tried to be an actor, but his career just blew endless primate houses. Here's Bob Svengali. Bobby, come on up here. Sorry about your career. I know that you'll be heading back to your job there working as a floor manager at Penny's. But, you know, you gave it a shot, huh?
Well, thanks a lot.
Okay, now get out of here. Who would you say wins that award? The guy who really gave it the big-time actor shot, but you know what? You know who I give it to, and not because the guy uses drugs, Robert Downey. Don't you feel like you're a real idiot when you hear people say how great he is and you saw like maybe one thing he did that was good and everything else just irritated you? I would say that about Robert Downey. He's just an irritating guy to look at. Forget about whether he's got residual powder around his nose. I could care less. That guy could do a freaking speedball a night. He could be cramming it up his rear end. I don't care. He could be using morning, noon, and night if you just do something that looks good on TV or in the movies. Carrot Top. No, Carrot Top is, he's striking out. I'm talking about a guy or a woman that gave it the big serious actor push. Jennifer Lopez. I think she's coming up zeros. Now, my wife thinks that she's out of sight. Now, what were you saying to me, Janice, that actually Jennifer Lopez is, she's cool, she's doing some nice things. She's got a new movie that apparently is critically fantastic, but has she ever knocked it out of the ballpark with a movie? I don't care if she's got a great-looking ass. I'm talking about is she... Now, Craig's vote is for Anthony Hopkins. That's very close. If I had to look at that guy in one more movie, I think I'm going to dry-heave liver bile for weeks. What about Jennifer Lopez? What's the movie she did that's any good other than The Wedding Planner? If I hear about that one more time, I think I'm going to start bleeding from the ears. What about, what else? The Cell? I hear every movie she does is terrible. That's what I hear. Everything she does is terrible. I'm not saying that her ass is terrible. I'm not saying that her singing is terrible. I'm not saying that she's terrible. We're talking about whether or not these people can get up on the screen and actually do something that surprises anybody, or is it the same old mung? And now the award for the actress who gave it the old college try, but oh, man, go back to singing, Madonna. Atta, baby. Come on up here, baby. You know, slap her on the ass as she's walking. Hey, how you doing, baby? You can't touch me on the ass. I'm Madonna. Well, I just did, didn't I? Here's your Oscar for giving it the old college try, but you still stink. Now get out. Okay? But I'd like to give a speech. No. We don't want to hear it. All right. Now, our next award, the most promising career, sure to be cut short by drugs. Let's bring him up here, Haley Joel Osment. Come on up, Haley. So what do you want me to bring that stuff over? Because I got to leave it under the mat? Okay. There's Haley Joel Osment. Within 2 years, that guy's going to be in rehab. Now, the next thing. Now an award for a guy who's trying a little too hard, a little too over the top. The face is enough. Why'd you have to change your name? Carrot Tot. Let's go, Carrot. Or is it Top? Or is it Mr. Top? And if it is Carrot Top, why is your hair red? Why isn't it green? All right, come on up here. Because the tops of carrots, as far as I know, are green. All right. Are you a chick, or are you just glad to see me? That face of yours, quit plucking your eyebrows. Here's your award. Bug off. Okay, now our next award given to a guy who used to make great movies, but now we see right through all of his mung, Steven Spielberg. Here he is. All right. Thank you, Mr. Spielberg. Great stuff, okay, but you can't live on that just, you know, I named Saving Private Ryan. I was like 98. The time's wasting, baby. It's 4 years. Let's get up with something going here, okay? Okay, just quit going for the actor of the moment. I understand. Last Haley Joel Osment, that Jude Law thing. Boy, if that was a casting freaking disaster, I don't know what was. Get out of here. Go sail on your yacht. And now an award for a guy who is kind of doing the World War II thing a little too much, Bruce Willis. Come on up, Bruce. Hey, look, Bruce, we had Saving Private Ryan, okay? We had Thin Red Line. Get out of here with your World War II bullcrap, you and Mel Gibson.
That was Vietnam.
Well, whatever. Bug off. Now let's get an award here for the guy who, you know, Braveheart, The Patriot, and now Vietnam, and it's all the same movie, Mel Gibson. Thanks a lot, Mel. Jesus H. I mean, what is it with you, okay? Can you get back to something a little smaller, man? Everything with this cast of millions. God. Guy who's only 5'3" and looks 5'3" on the screen, Mel Gibson. Thanks a lot, Mel. And now let's give out an award for the actress who wants to be taken seriously, but we just can't, Gwyneth Paltrow. Come on, Gwyneth. I know you want to do that whole Shakespeare thing. I get that, you know, it's all very serious. Blythe Danner's your mother, but, you know, why is it? I don't know. Go away. And now an actor who is rapidly not as funny as he used to be, Ben Stiller. I'm joking. Those are the awards that we'd like to see. Where we running the universe? Black Hawk Down, The Fast and the Furious, Legally Blonde, and Shrek. These were all the other best movie nominees. Best Villain, Christopher Lee in Lord of the Rings. The Irreverent Awards Show with categories including Best Kiss and Best Oral Sex. No, I'm kidding. Best Kiss and Best On-Screen Team will be taped on June 1st at the Shrine Auditorium. Can I ask you guys a question? Why do they keep doing things at the Shrine Auditorium? Isn't that right in the middle of, like, a high-crime, high-risk, high-crime neighborhood? The Shrine Auditorium, for those of you who don't know, is an old auditorium. In fact, I performed at the Shrine Auditorium once. I performed there when I was in the fourth grade. It was a boys' choir festival. They were having all these boys choir from Catholic schools all over LA, and I remember I was 10 years old, and they carted our asses down to the Shrine Auditorium, and we sang, and then we went up and sat. I'll never forget, it was the longest, most boring, most horrifying afternoon I ever spent in my life. I was part of the molested boys choir, and then there were guys that came in from, I'm joking, but anyway, molestation, I'm just kidding. The Shrine Auditorium's nice, but you have to step over that sort of permanent river of urine that runs in front of it. And then you get inside, and it's really nice. So we sang our little hearts out, and then I had to sit there with the other guys in my choir, and we listened to, like, 58 more boys' choirs sing, and it went on forever. And I remember, looking for my father's Luger, you know, and I was, like, 9. So that was the Shrine Auditorium. And then I went, one other time I went to the Shrine Auditorium for the Watts Summer Jazz Festival in 1971. I took my girlfriend, and this was a celebration of the Watts Summer Jazz Festival, and it was at the Shrine, and it was a terrific show, and we were the only two white faces in the place. All right. And now our award for a guy who takes his girlfriend into a high-crime, high-risk situation, Phil Hendry. Goodbye. That's a baby, Phil. Actually, it was a very pleasant evening. And saw a bunch of jazz acts that nobody would recognize, and who cares, right? All right, 1-800, and my girlfriend at the time, I don't know where she is now, I think she's dead. All right, 1-800-449-8, I think she died that night, in fact, and I just left her there. I had to get out of there. It was a high-crime area. All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Thank you. Welcome back. We have just received word from Washington. The Senate was working late this evening, and they have finally put the finishing touches on Senate Bill 93. This law states that if you are a movie star who claims that you will leave the country if so-and-so is ever elected, that you must then leave. You are no longer allowed to just say it and then sit back on your ass in your mansion. So, Senate Bill 93... now effectively expels Barbara Streisand and Alec Baldwin from the country. We'll have more on that as it develops. Thank you for keeping tuned to the Phil Hendry Show. We certainly will inform you of these developments. But as it stands now, the United States Senate has ordered the deportation of Alec Baldwin, Barbara Streisand, Warren Beatty, and every other pain in the ass that ever opened his or her mouth about a president. If he ever got elected, they're going to leave. La, 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 la. Jesus. Just, just ship them. You know how they stick them in a bus and send them back to Mexico? That's what we had to do with Streisand and those guys. All right. It's the Phil Henry Show. You recall the other day we had a guest on, Clara Bingham from Joyful Union Congregation. She was saying that, well, Robert Blake should walk. Robert Blake should go free, because if he does, that means all the white people will shut up about O.J. Simpson, or as she put it, shut their pie holes about him. Here it is, Clara Bingham.
Phil Henry. Flashback.
I don't know what area town you live in, or what type of people you congregate with, but I work in law firms, and I was in a law firm at the time that O.J. was acquitted. And frankly, nobody, not one single black person in the firm could give a rat's ass had O.J. got fried or got acquitted. Preferably, I'd like to see the bastard get fried, you know?
Well,
but that's my opinion.
You know the brother's innocent. You can't talk like that because he was...
My older brother, sorry. O.J. is no brother of mine. And I don't really think he's a brother to many blacks in the community. First, the bastard never gave anything
to anybody black.
Second of all, he basically abandoned his family. Then when his sister, a relative, went on welfare, he abandoned them.
Well, that's good. If you're going to talk about O.J. and basically defend his acquittal
and then say that Robert Blake could run, should go free, I think you're about as crazy as a lunatic.
No, wait a second.
Because I don't think Robert Blake should go free, regardless of race, creed, or color. Yes, I look at the Hollywood Square.
All right, you see what they've done.
That was a long time ago. I don't look at it now because it's not interesting.
But you see what they do to that.
And with your comment regarding Whoopi Goldberg, who could care if she sat off in the middle of the square? You know, if that's where she wants to be, so be it.
I'm saying that's where the white people put her.
No one else looks at her sitting in the middle of that damn square as being having like a racial issue.
Yeah, you're saying that's a race. You're saying that's a racial backlash.
I sit in the middle of the Hollywood Square. They paid me enough.
I know. The white folks stick her in the middle square, so she's a big black bullseye, and everybody.
Well, she's a big black bullseye. She's black. She's big.
Well, how come they put her in the center?
But it has nothing to do with a racial issue. Hell, I sit at home and call her big and black all the time because she is big and black.
Well, you know something.
Another thing, I sit there and I look at O.J. I mean, like I said, nobody cares. And the people, professional people that congregate, don't even talk about O.J.
How many white folks do you have? How many white folks do you have? How many white folks you around?
I'm around white people every single day. No one even brings up the O.J. matter. It's like old news.
Well, wait a minute. Now you have two different experiences here. Angelique is around white folks. They never talk about it. Clara, you're around them and you hear them.
They never shut their pie hole about that. Oh my God, talking about road rage. Are you around trailer park trash or something? I'm talking about.
I mean, because I know professional white people don't talk about it at all.
Oh, they got a hard on. I know in terms of working, we could tell racial jokes to each other all day long, and no one finds them offensive because
the people that do find racial issues to be offensive, they don't participate in the conversation or racial jokes.
I would like to make a point here.
Go ahead.
Now, you look down to the history of Friends of Entertainment. Slappy White, Nipsey Russell.
Oh, the black face, the white face that they used to have to wear.
We're talking about Flip Wilson, all them. They never got center square, and they helped move our race along. Now, would the Goldberg sell out? Why?
Wait a minute. Slappy White and Nipsey Russell.
The white man she's married to. Hell, I'd love to be married to him.
Who's he? I don't know. She married a white man?
Yes, she was married to a white man. She was also married to the guy off Cheers at one time.
All right, there you
too.
Go. So she married a white guy.
Yeah, keep the cake hole shut.
What is the other guy name? I think it's an Italian guy now she's married to. The nice looking Italian guy.
You know them folk are all part black anyway. Them folk come up.
Can we stick to the point here, okay? Whoopi Goldberg having the center. What do you mean Nipsey Russell moved the race along? What we're talking about here is...
I would like to know what Nipsey Russell did in the past. He's no better than Clarence Thomas. I mean, Clarence Thomas' sister went on welfare. He didn't help her. I mean, you look at... You got you got a lot of black men in the political arena. You got a lot of black men in the professional arena.
And then you got one lone black man playing golf all by himself down in Miami.
You have very few that give back to the community. You've got Clarence Thomas. He could give a rat's ass about anybody or anything.
You can hear Nipsey Russell to Clarence Thomas.
OJ is the same one, and most blacks don't give a damn about it.
What about Godfrey Cambridge?
Nobody.
There's a man that's done it.
Godfrey Cambridge and Nipsey Russell, all I know about those guys, they were on game shows in the 70s.
And that's it. They've never done anything.
I tell you, they've done more than put a pubic hair on a Coke can.
That's probably all they did was put a pubic hair on a Coke can.
What are we talking about, ladies, if you don't mind?
My God.
I know the Clarence Thomas put a pubic hair on a Coke can with long dong silver and all that nonsense. What I'm trying to say here is...
What are you trying to say?
I'm saying, because if you're a Christian, I don't know many Christians that talk about having pubic hairs on a Coke can.
That was all public record on the
Coke
can. That was all
public
record.
I would not want to come to your church.
That was a Clarence Thomas trial, when they put that man on trial, and they said he put a pubic hair on Angela Hill Coke can.
Anita Hill, yeah. She probably enjoyed it.
Oh, so you,
she's just pretty pissed that she just didn't get elected. She wasn't an elected official to the Supreme Court. But by the way, I wouldn't have elected Clarence Thomas either, Anita Hill. And I really don't think that she was harassed.
Okay, now we're on Clarence Thomas. I've completely lost control of this.
And I
apologize.
I hang my head in shame every time I see Whoopi Goldberg on a center square.
And Goldberg, huh?
What's her name?
Goldberg.
She a Jew?
Oh, my God.
All right, Angelique, thank you for your call.
Oh, my God.
1-800.
Oh, my God. I work with children.
Somebody should have popped OJ a long time ago. And maybe somebody ought to just, with the Robert Blake thing.
He will do time.
He will not walk.
Right.
And as far as the prayer with everybody black praying
Robert
Blake walks free,
yeah,
that won't occur. No one will be praying that Robert Blake walks free. Because had Robert Blake killed my daughter or my sister, I would be praying that God takes care of him and that he does do time.
But he will get
either the death penalty or he will do some time.
Yes, I agree with you, Angelique.
You don't know what you're talking about because you're a white man and you are...
Okay, great.
Bill Henry. Flashback.
I actually want to go to IMDb and look at Nipsey, see if Nipsey Russell is on IMDb. But you know what? That's for another time, another place. It's Phil Henry Show, and our number is 1-800-449-8686. The Best of the Phil Henry Show Year 2001 CD is filled with our great stuff from the year 2001. And all of the money that we raise from the sale of our CD goes to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. It's just $20, $350 shipping and handling, and you can call the following number to pick up that CD, 877-616-7445. If you got a Phil Henry fan in your family, I think here's a great little package for them. Get the Teds of Beverly Hills bowling shirt and our Best of the Year 2001 CD. You can get all of that on our website, philhenryshow.com, and make them happy. It's the Phil Henry Show.